Under Becerra's leadership, the Department of Justice is keeping a busy schedule this year during the pandemic, a year which Reyes of Grand Terrace acknowledges has been unique.
I think we're all going to agree on this. This year has been a challenge for all of us Californians.
Reyes moderated questions for Becerra about the top issues facing the country today. In his answers, Becerra described an injunction filed with other states to reverse changes to the U.S. Postal Service and a new state law that requires tracking law enforcement officers' stops to determine if profiling of Black and brown residents is happening. Here's Becerra.
I think what we're finding is that we have to really look closely at what's going on and sometimes look in the mirror.
And related to the pandemic, he warns about COVID-19 phone scams and urges people to report them to local law enforcement. Government agencies will never ask for Social Security or driver's license numbers, so verify the source of calls.
If in doubt, hold off, unless it's some emergency circumstance.
Becerra, a son of immigrants, also addressed the future of immigration protections. He says California is proof that communities with large immigrant populations thrive. His department recently helped defend DACA all the way to the Supreme Court. He also explained how they take on environmental justice issues around pollution in low-income communities by providing resources to check the fairness of new development plans. They have taken on developments in the Jurupa Valley and at the San Bernardino Airport.
Too often, the planning process that the local, whether it's a city or county, undertakes on the oversight of a development is insufficient to protect the rights of people when it comes to the environment and the surroundings.
He signed off with a note of encouragement that he believes if people keep their values and do it the right way, they will be rewarded. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.